This is Daf Hashavu, Rashir number one for Daf Peches, the Maseches Ksuros. We're on Pei Zayin and Beis, the last line, last words, Amar Rav Papa. So we remind ourselves of the halacha. The halacha is that if we have a husband who is claiming that he paid the wife the ksuva, and the wife says, no, you didn't pay the ksuva, and he has one aid echad, who's testifying that indeed the ksuva was paid, the woman has to take a shvua, and if she takes a shvua, she can collect. So Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, there's a way that the husband can set up a situation where this aid echad is even more than one aid, and puts him in a better, even a better position than he was in originally. How does it go? How does this work? So Tafa Peches Aman Aleph. E Pikeach, if he's smart, what should he do? Maisi Lalidei Shvua Doraisa. He can bring his wife to a Shvua Doraisa. The Shvua she's taking as an Eid Echad in this particular situation we explained was not a Shvua Doraisa. But why Shvua Doraisa is usually where someone is, remember there was Nechasim Mishubadim involved, and Shvua Doraisa does not involve Nechasim Mishubadim. And we said a Shvua Doraisa is usually take a Shvua and you don't pay. Here she's taking a Shvua, she's getting paid. So this is clearly not a Shvua Doraisa, but he can turn this into a Shvua Doraisa, and by doing so, maybe she'd be a little bit more afraid to take the Shvua. If you look at Rashi, Lidei Shvua Doraisa Tab Rashi, which is some, this is debated whether this is really the definition or practical application of Shvua Doraisa, but Rashi says, she be shame, where you shame Hashem, I Shvua Doraisa, Obikinoi, or some form of Hashem's name. V'ochei Sefer B'yadu, you hold the Sefer Torah in your hand. Tamrinu B'Shvua, that's a very strict shvuah. It's just a curse in general, like the shvuah derabbanan that we have nowadays, says Rashi. So therefore, maybe we'll put her in a situation where she's a little bit more nervous about taking the shvuah, and maybe she will admit that the shvuah was already paid. So how can the husband turn this into a shvuah d'oraisa? So we're going to create a shvuah d'oraisa by having actually two eidim instead of one eid. How does he do that? Ipikachu ma'isi l'olidei shvuah d'oraisa. How? Yoyev lo ksuvasa ba'apek chad sada. This is what he should do. Remember, he claims to have paid the ksuvah already, and she's about to swear that, no, you haven't paid anything. So what he says, you know what, I'm going to take another 200 zuz. I'll pay her a second time in front of Ba'apei Chad Sada, in front of one witness. V'samech Sada kam v'asada ba. So now I'm able to bring close, literally, the first aid with the second aid, the first witness who was there right at the beginning. Who's that first aid? Who had testified that the husband had already paid the ksuva. Now there's another aid. And he brings them both together. And if she says, oh, you know, you haven't paid me anything. No, I didn't get any ksuva, I didn't get anything. We'll have two aidim against her. Umukim luhu lahanach kamai b'milve. And we'll be able to establish that original money, hanach kamoi, as a milva, as a loan that she has to pay. So what does this mean? So if you look at Rashi, v'samach sada kama sada basra, first in line, yavyesh shneihem yachad lebeis din, he'll bring both edim. Shem tichbor ya'idua shneihem shenis kabluk suvasa. Because what will happen if there'll be a kfiras mamon? She's going to deny the fact that the ksuva was ever paid. So these two edim will testify together that indeed she already got the ksuva. But there are two payments of ksuva, so the answer is not really. Next Rashi, Miki lahach anach kamay b'halva yitba'ena piron harishon. You know what he'll do? He'll claim that original payment, v'yomar milve hein etzlech, that original money was really a milve, really a loan. Chariz kabatz ksuva sich shenis. You got a ksuva a second time. That second payment was a ksuva. Kshetichpor, when she denies it. V'toma loki balti ala pamazos. No, I only got the money now. V'edechad, meaning the second payment of the ksuva. That first, I didn't get anything. V'edechad made al rishona, and there's one aid who's saying, no, that first payment indeed you got. Iko shvua d'oraisa, we have a shvua d'oraisa, the nishbas v'lo mishalemes. We have a case of a shvua d'oraisa. Why? Because it's a case where she's taking the shvua and she's not getting paid. V'ein kan shibut karkos, and there's also no shibut karkos, shelo mikoach ksuva tova, because it's not the ksuva that being tova, which means what happened? He comes and says, the husband says, I pay you twice. The second payment was for the ksuva. So what was the first payment? He establishes that was a loan. You owe me for the loan. What did she say? No, I only got the ksuva payment. I didn't get that first payment. So the first witness will say, What do you mean? That payment was already made. That was a what payment? The loan payment. Well, that will turn an eid echon on a loan payment on where someone denies, someone says, I didn't know you didn't pay me that money. I don't owe that money, right? A lover, classic lover, says, I don't owe the money. And an eid echon says, you do indeed owe the money. Then the two reasons why, remember we gave, that this wouldn't be a Shvuah D'oraisa don't exist anymore. This indeed would be a Shvuah D'oraisa. Why do we say that in general, the Shvuah is not a D'oraisa by the woman when she claims to have not been paid the Ksuva? Because when she takes that Shvuah, now she gets the then she gets paid. Well, that's not the way Shvuah D'oraisa works. And it involves the Shibud Karkos as well, that there's lien on property to pay the Shvuah. But now, paying the Shvuah, but now that we're the Shvuah she's taking on this Eid Echad is on the loan is, oh, just on the loan. She said, no, the money, regarding the money, you paid me to the ksuva. Oh, well, but I'm denying the loan. Well, once you deny the loan, then those reasons don't apply. And 1-8 says, but that loan was paid. So her shvua now becomes a shvua d'oraisa on that loan, on that first payment. So that's what the Gemara is suggesting the husband could do to turn it into shvua d'oraisa and maybe scare her more that she would admit, because she doesn't want to take the shvua d'oraisa because you have to hold the Sefer Torah and you shame Hashem, etc. So maskif la Rav Shisha b'rei d'ravidi, heich samech sada kama sada basra. How can you combine the first edim with the second edim? How do you do that? The halacha doesn't allow. Look at Rashi. Heich samech ma, about 10 lines into 15 lines. Ma she ra'azeh, lo ra'azeh. They didn't see the same thing. This one saw one payment. This saw the other payment. Tichbor al shtehen, she's going to deny both payments. Ein kan ela eid echad. There's only one aid. V'ti shavah v'ti tol shlishis. And then she's going to swear, and she'll get paid the ksuba a third time based on that oath. Vinimsa mafsa, then the husband will end up losing out. This is not going to help him. This will make life worse for him. So that's not when you can't combine the two edim. Elam Rav Shisha Ben Ravidi. Now let me tell you what the husband can do if he's in pikeach. This should be the plan. Yad la ksuva sabape sada kama visada basa. So the husband should give her the ksuva, meaning he's paying her. He claimed to have paid her already. He's paying her now a second time, and he does this in front of the first witness, the one who saw the first payment, and now he brings in a second witness to watch him pay that ksuva money again. Umokim lalahanach kamai balva. But then he'll establish that first payment was really a loan. So, and then he'll say, oh, you know, I want you to pay me for that first payment. That's considered a loan. So she, let's assume, like in the previous case, she admits that I got the payment of the ksuva, but the loan I didn't get. So the original witness now will make her take a shvua d'oraisa. If she says I didn't get paid the ksuva, so the two witnesses can say, no, indeed he did pay that. So that is, and Rashi points out that he could have brought in two edim from the shuk as well. Look at Rashi. Bape sada kama sada basra, bu adim l'shnei edim in ashuk, says Rashi. Could have brought in two edim in ashuk to do the same thing. Aval etza tova hi, sheyakir ha'ed arishon, sheshtepa mepara. But it's a good idea, good advice for him, that the original aid knows of both payments. He knows that original ksuva payment. V'yochol ha'ed al piron ha'ksuva im chaveiro al-pen arishon. He can testify about the payment of the ksuva, which has two edim, and the original payment of the loan, which only need one aid to make it a shvu d'oraisa. So that's how it works out. So here we just solve the problem where I'm not combining two edim from two different events. I have two edim on the ksuba payment and one aid on the halva, which is that original payment, and that turns into a shvu d'oraisa. So mask of the Rav Ashi, akati yicholol meimash te ksuva savoy. No, maybe the woman can say, no, this is no loan here. There were two ksuvos, and each payment that you gave me was for one of the ksuvos, but there was no loan, and there's no loan, so then there's no shvua d'oraisa going on here at all. Look at Rashi. Yichol lomar shtei ksuvos hayu, shtei shtaros hayu li'alayich b'pira alayich. So the two shtaros here, the pira and harishon with the first payment of the first time of the first ksuva hechzati lachachas. I gave you return you one document to v'shni acheres, and the second one, second document, the second payment, I returned the other. Oh, and guess what? That first aid actually is supporting her, not the husband. It's supporting her. Sharash Shnei HaPeronos. He saw both payments, L'shem Ksuva, V'lo L'shem Milva, and it was not L'shem Milva. So there will never be a case where this would be a Shvu Daraisa, where there would be a loan at all. Elam Ravashi. So who demod alahu? It has to be where the husband tells the two witnesses before he makes the second payment what he has in mind. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, demod alahu l'sada kama ubastro l'fnei peron hasheni, before he pays that second payment out for that second ksubi, paid already. And one aid was there. And now he has the two aidim, the first and now a new one. And he pays the second payment and he tells them like this, do I want you to know Rashi Kavar parati l'ksuvas one of you saw me pay the ksuva already, the hikoferes, and she's denying that. Vani wrote to the parashenis the shem ksuva, but I want to pay her now again for the sake of the ksuva payment. Sheyuli shnei edim devar, but I want to aid him on this matter. Ve'et ba'es harishonim, and that way I can be tovea even the original payment that I that she claims that I did not pay. Ve'yeshli alem eid echad, and I have one aid on that original payment. Ve'tischayv shvur doraisa, and this should be mechayv harishvur doraisa. Raisa, the Kavod did, and this the Bach changes this word not to Shaminu, but he says David the Odeinu, since he's informing them, Volomisaya high aid, comma, and this original aid therefore is not going to help the woman at all. Sula Matuslamema by Ksuvos Havu. She can't say, oh, they were two Ksuvos, the Milstulo Shrichahu. That's something that is not common to have two Ksuvos. So it's true, the husband is saying, oh, this second, it looks like the husband's making believe that the second payment was the ksuva payment, but that first witness is not going to be misayeh, help the woman's claim that there were two ksuvos, and without having him support that notion, so then we don't assume there are two ksuvos, because it's not very common to have two ksuvos, and therefore it's as if it's a loan, and therefore it would be a shvua d'oraisa. Gemara continues quoting from the Mishnah, Minichasim Mishubadim, what did it say? If a woman comes wants to collect her ksuva from the chasim shubam, from the property that had a lien upon it, or from the orphans, let's say, the halacha is that she has to take a shvua, that it wasn't paid, as the whole mishnah was all about all these cases, in Eid Echad, in this case, etc., where a woman has to take a shvua in order to collect. So the Gemara now says the following, T'nana Sam, V'chena, we have a mishnah here in Shvua Sandaf Memhe, V'chena Yisom Emelo Yiparel B'Shvua. So the halacha is, so too, meaning, just like in our Mishnah, we said a woman who wants to collect from the property of the orphans needs to take a shvua. So too, hayisomim lo yiparel b'shvua. So too, if orphans want to collect a debt that was owed to their father who passed away, they need to do that with a shvua as well. Meaning, they have a loan document from their father, and the father looks like someone owed the father money. So the halacha is they have to swear that the father didn't tell them anything about this loan document that it was already paid, and they didn't say anything and didn't see anything among any of his files that it was paid. If they swear to that, then they can use this loan document to collect, but they have to take the shvua. So the Gemara says, Miman. Now, when you collect from, who are the orphans taking an oath from? Ilev and Milova, meaning, if they come, what do they say? They're in the place of the Malvin. Someone owed, they have a loan document that someone owed their father money. So they have to take an oath to the Lova that we can collect from you, and our father didn't say anything that it was paid already. So if that's who they're swearing to, Hashta Avin. Why would they have to take a shvua? Their father could produce the loan document and collect without taking an oath at all from the love. And now the yisomim who usually try to help out as best as we can, you're going to tell me they need to take a shvua? That doesn't make sense. Why would we require that? So the Gemara therefore says, Elohachi kamar. They're not collecting from the Lova himself. They're swearing to the Yisomim, meaning the Lova also passed away. So when the orphans of the Malveh are collecting their debt of their father from the Lova's Yisomim, so that they can only do with a Shavua. So Amar Rav Zvika, Amar Rav Yehuda, Lo Shonu, Ela Sha'amru Yisomim, Amar Lanu Abba Lavisi Uparat, Shamati. Aval Omru Amar Lanu Abel Olavisi Af Bishvul O Yiparus. Rav Zvika said like this, the name of Rav Yehuda. When do we say that the Yisomim of the Malve are able to collect on or based on a Shvua? That's where the Yisomim, remember, they're collecting Yisomim from Yisomim. So the Yisomim of half of the lender have this Malve's shtar. And they want to use the shtar to collect from the Yisomim of the Love. And they produce this shtar. So that's only true where the Yisomim of the Love of the borrower say, Omar Lanu Abba Lavisi Uparati, our father told us that he borrowed money. And that he repaid it. If that's what the lov is, the orphans say, so the malvah's orphans have to now take a shvua. But if you're telling me the borrowers, you suddenly say, our father tells you I never borrowed any of this money. Af bishvua lo yiparu, then the yisomim of the lender of the malveh can't even collect with the shvua. Why? Because it was completely denied. Look at Rashi, lo shanu, about 10 lines before it gets wide. Lo shanu, dichi mishtabi shakli, that if they swear they can collect. That sha'am yisomim shaloveh, the yisomim of the lover said, lavisi uparati, yeah, we borrowed the money, our father borrowed the money, and he said he paid the money back. So yishavu elu shvua shalo pakadnu, they take a shvua that our father didn't inform us at all, command us at all, literally, v'lo maralanu abba v'lo matzinu, where our father didn't tell us anything, v'lo matzinu shover b'mishtaros, if we didn't find a receipt amongst the shtaros, shtar zeh parua, that this shtar was paid, then they can collect now, based on that shvua, against the comment of the yisomim of the lover, who said, yeah, there was a loan, but it was already paid back. This shvua of the malves, of the lenders, yisomim is enough for them to collect, based on that. But if the borrowers, the Yisomim said, our father said nothing about, there was no loan at all, never bothered any of this money, so then the lenders, so Yisomim, even with the Shvua, cannot collect. So Maskev LaRava, Adarava, what do you mean? Just the opposite. Kala Omelo Lavisi, Ka Omelo Parati Dami. What do you mean? We generally assume that if a person says, I didn't borrow, it's like he said, I didn't pay back. So if you're telling me that in a case where the Yisomim said, our father said, I never borrowed the money. We treat someone who says that as if to say, I borrowed them and I didn't pay back. So if that's true, then kal vachomer, they should be able, the lenders, Yisomim should be able to collect based on a shvua. Why are you telling me in that circumstance they cannot collect? That's basically the lov is saying, admitting that I borrowed money and I didn't pay. So of course they have, with this, the Yisomim, the Malva, holding on to the loan document, should be able to collect with a shvua, maybe even without a shvua. Ela iit mar hachitma. Okay, so we got it wrong. Amar Rav Zikra, Amar Rav Yehuda. Lo, you have to switch it. Lo shanu ela sha'amru yisomim amar lanu abba lavisi uparati. So here we're switching it. Not this, he says like this. When do we say that the orphans of the Malva are able to collect from the borrower's orphans? That's where the Loves, Yisomim say, our father said he borrowed money and he paid back. So that's when the Malves children, Yisomim, take a shvua. No, our father never told us that this was paid back, and we didn't find any receipt. Therefore you owe us the money. Aval omru amar lanu abba lo lavisi. This is what changes. But if the father of the Yisomim, the lover, said, our father said we never borrow this money, then not they, that the Malves children cannot collect at all, even with a shvua. No, just the opposite. Nifroin shalom shvua. They can even collect without a shvua. You know why? Shal kolom elo lavisi, kolom elo parati dami. Anyone who says, I didn't borrow, it's as if they're saying, I borrowed, but I didn't pay. And therefore, this is consistent with the rule of kolom elo lavisi, is kolom elo parati dami.